Hey everyone, welcome to the, welcome to the Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019, Pony Development Sync. I'm Sean Allen, I'm your host for today. Andy, who's our regular host, was feeling a little under the weather, and so I took over at the last minute. We got four other folks on the call today. I'm going to go around and have them introduce themselves, so you're hopefully familiar with their voice. Carl Quinn, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, this is Carl Quinn. I'm here just to lurk today.
Carl's going to be the one who sounds like he's on a phone for folks who are playing along at home later. Gordon, say hi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gordon.
Gordon's the one who sounds Canadian. Joe, say hi.
Joe is the one who sounds like he has a cold.
I was going to say you're the one who sounds like he's in green space. Damn it. Anyway, okay. And Theo, say hi.
Hi, I'm Theo.
Theo just always sounds so peppy. It gets me ready to go. He should be like the last one to say hi all the time because then it's like, rawr. So we have no RFCs that have been updated or anything on that this week. We have no issues or PRs, which are open and had any activity in the last week on the Pony C repo. That's usually where we spend almost all of our time. So that would be interesting. Let's see, we have there's a bit of conversation right now on one of the on a Pony Pattern PR that I opened. Andy's going to take a shot at doing some updates to that. But if anybody else would like to get involved, that's PR number 40 on the Pony Patterns repo. This is one to discuss to go along with the limit string allocations for performance. Pattern one around pre-allocating arrays. So there's that there for folks to take a look at. I don't think there's necessarily anything to cover right now on that, is that would require a bit of reading from folks. But yeah, there's that. We had three, in case people aren't aware of it, we had three patterns that I wrote over the weekend that were merged so that we now have some patterns on sharing data between actors there to answer some questions that seem to come up a lot in beginner's help. So hopefully we can point people to that. And sometime in the not so distant future, I'm going to be opening a PR with four patterns for sharing code in Pony as well on the Pony Patterns repo. That said, have a look at number 40 if you want to, but I don't think there's really anything to discuss on that right now. There's an interesting issue on the Ponylang website, at least I think it's interesting, that Eric added about add an FAQ for quiescence. And I figure, seeing how we don't have a lot of other stuff right now, I'd like to get people's opinions. Do we think that, like, it seems like quiescence comes up an awful lot. People ask about that. How do I exit my program? I'm wondering if an FAQ is necessarily the right place for that, or if this is so common that perhaps this should be addressed on the tutorial, potentially. I don't know. I'd like to get people's thoughts on that, or whether they think there should be whether that an FAQ is the right thing for that, or whether this should be addressed tutorial or even perhaps somewhere else on that. Joe, you have any thoughts?
I'd be fine with either, but I would maybe lean toward the tutorial. This is one of those things that, like, is really different from what somebody might be used to. And so it pays to highlight. I mean, it's also kind of a selling point if you look at it that way, right? You don't have to worry about manually exiting your program for the most part. I think it's worth talking about the tutorial and you get to introduce folks to it. And because I think the tutorial is usually sometimes like the only thing that somebody reads. They won't necessarily look at the frequently asked questions.
So if that was the case on the tutorial, what do you think of the idea of maybe having like a runtimes basic section of the tutorial that cover quiescence and probably other things that we figure out that people in general should probably know about, like the runtime and how it works, as part of, you know, like the, I mean, the tutorial in the end is kind of like pony for the impatient. And I think there's not maybe necessarily a huge amount of stuff on the runtime that we'd want to cover in a pony for the impatience thing, but certainly quiescence. And I imagine we could probably come up with a few other basics, there, you know, that people regularly ask all the time, not necessarily super deep, but even just to say, hey, this is the basics of how this stuff works. Here's how quiescence works. For some more advanced stuff, you could go look here and here and here to learn about like the tutorial. About the runtime. I don't know.
I think that makes sense. Don't we have a section already that's sort of about the garbage collector?
There could be a bit about the guy. I think it's in the appendix or something right now, but that could be pulled up to, the appendix where we were just kind of sticking stuff. Let's see, compiler arguments. We have memory allocation at runtime, garbage collection with Pony Orca. Those are definitely like, those are in the appendices. So yeah, that feels like that. Those are both potentially like, there's definitely some stuff there that's kind of runtimey stuff. There's a couple of them in there that could certainly be moved up to something like that. Theo, any thoughts on FAQ tutorial or the idea of maybe like a runtime basics in the tutorial?
Yeah, I think having like a runtime and garbage collection section of the tutorial makes the most sense.
Okay. Gordon or Carl, difference of opinion, perhaps?
No, I agree. I like the idea of having it in the tutorial. Maybe even talk a bit about asynchronous events that are coming in from the OS. Might be kind of cool.
Because that would have to be covered for quiescence to make sense anyway, right?
Yeah. That was sort of a flash of lightning when I figured out that was going on.
Yeah, that's non-obvious, and it is really important to understand how that works. Yeah, that's an excellent point. All right, so let's see. Now let's go to that repo and see if maybe the tutorial repo. It would be funny if there was already an issue for this, wouldn't it? Okay, nobody has any comment on that. Apparently other people have different senses of humor than me. Clarify alias, object capabilities is anemic. Clarify a couple of intro points and ability to run code. Keyword isn't is missing. Okay, all these things. Code, documentation, injection capture, and available demo, exceptions, lack of examples, no rationale for writer for where syntax. Okay. All right. So I'm going to create a new issue for that. So let's see. Add runtime basics to the tutorial. While I'm writing this up, is there anything that anybody wanted to cover that we could discuss at the moment? Come on, somebody pick up the baton, carry it on for a minute. It's going to be very boring if it's just me typing and mumbling to myself. So even if you have nothing, Theo, tell a story or something vaguely pony related. Y'all there? Okay. Apparently, yes. No?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Geez. You guys are making me think I'm muted or something. Oh, my head's tied. You're killing me here.
Halloween special.
Fill the airspace while I'm writing this up. And then we can start editing away at this. So actually, okay. So we want to have a Ridge Collector basics. There are two entries in the appendix. Let's see. How come I can't spell appendix? Wow, that was really bad. I'm looking for a word here, quiescence, what's a word for the event stuff? What am I trying to say is a thing that we'd want to cover in the runtime basics?
Azio.
What? Yeah, Azio. Thank you. Apparently I got the words recalls problems at the moment.
Azio and not the audio. Okay,
so garbage collector basics, there are two entries in the appendix, quiescent, ASIO system, ACO system. What else would we, is there anything else for runtime basics that we can think of right now that would be things we can think of that we'd want to cover in that?
I think for basics, that would be sufficient.
Do we want to have a basic link to the runtime options documentation in case you... So you're aware that there are options you can pass to configure the runtime, but not cover what they are and what they mean.
And maybe also the OS Xcode setting in the environment.
What do you mean by that, Carl?
That's sort of part of runtime. A lot of times people think of they need to return from main their return code, Xcode, and Pony is different. It's very tiny.
The end.xcode stuff.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. Anything else? Okay, I'll create the issue for that now. That's issue 408 on the tutorial. I'm gonna, so for Epic Eric's one, we are closing this in favor of adding to the tutorial. We discussed this at the October 22nd, 2019 sync meeting. More context is available in that conversation and in the linked issue. Okay. Alrighty. So we have that. Cool. All right. Yeah. So Joe, made any interesting progress with Mare or anything lately?
Advent of code a few more days, and added a time class, added some more stuff to string and map. So interesting progress there. Not anything.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Yeah. it's a process, but I'm sort of getting to the point where I can bring in other folks who are interested. So it's still a bit of a intimidating mystery how to weave it in back into the existing pony community, and you know, there's other stuff that might happen soon that may change things. So it's a process.
It's a process. So Theo, on the pony up front, I had a question for you. So we're going to be starting to put releases in for the like the Linux x64 stuff into Cloudsmith soon, right? That yep. seems to me like a reasonable thing to be able to select that you want like a release or a particular release version from Pony Up. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because we've previously only been doing nightlies. Should I let you know like if that worked correctly after the next release, and that's something you could pick up looking at?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then I had one other thing which is not related to Pony Up that I wanted to ask you about. But this goes to something slightly different that I wanted to talk to everybody about in general. So I'm going to have a follow-up question if everybody thinks this is okay. So we're moving towards using vendored LLVM for all of our builds. It's a slow process, but we're getting there. So I'm looking at now of shifting us over to having our Docker images be built with the vendored LLVM. And one of the things that's come up for this as a question for me is it's fairly expensive to build the LLVM images. The vendored version ones. It takes a while compared to doing it otherwise. And one thing I want, and it is expensive enough that and timely enough that at least for any of the CI services that we're using so far that allow you to do a Docker, that allow you to set up a system to do Docker builds, they're not powerful enough to complete this in any reasonable amount of time. However, you get more resources when you're not using one of their Docker builders. So like, it takes like anywhere depending on the particular day and the load. When we do our nightly build of the vendored LLVM stuff on CircleCI, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. If you try to do it on a Docker builder one, it times out when it gets to 2 hours because those are just definitely underpowered in comparison. So one thing I was, so what we had previously discussed a little was to build the LLVM, vendored LLVM Pony C ones, and they get uploaded. We have the nightly, and then we're going to have the release ones that go into that go into Cloudsmith, and we can build our Docker images not by compiling a new Pony C inside of the particular Docker image, but instead have the Docker image when it's built pull in from Cloudsmith whatever the most recent thing is that's available there for latest, and also then for releases, the release gets built, it gets uploaded to Cloudsmith, and then that could kick off a dependent build for the Docker image, where the Docker image is now created using that artifact that was there. This is all stuff we discussed in the Zulip and whatnot. One question that arose from this for me then is having a a latest image, which is actually the most recent thing, which is built on master. That's currently what our latest tag is for Docker. The question would be is, could that just be a once a day thing where we're using the nightly build after it's done to build a new Docker image? Is there anything where we can see that as being a problem right now? Like, if I made that change, would people be okay with it?
It's okay with me. Is it possibly linked into like the changelog tool or anything like that that might have a problem? I think not, but I just wanted to ask about it.
Wait, can you repeat that?
No, I'm just trying to think if there's any like possible dangers with like the changelog tool repository. Does it need to pull latest? Then might that cause problems? I'm thinking it probably won't cause problems, but I just wanted to raise the question.
There's certainly a slight delay there for anything which is relying on whatever latest is, right? There's already a bit of a timing issue there, but it makes it a wider range where there could be a timing issue for things, right?
Okay.
Like, yeah, it certainly expands the range, but I haven't seen a timing issue on that for anything. Anybody else have any concerns?
Seems fine to me.
Okay. So then here's my follow-on question, Theo. Right?
Yeah.
Because you have more experience with pulling stuff down from Cloudsmith than I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seems like from the point in time when we upload, right, and the upload is completed, that it might not be actually available necessarily yet. Yes. I'm wondering, do you think we could run into a scenario if I did this where it's like, hey, a release has been done or the nightly has been done, and we have another dependent CI task, and this CI task is to build the Docker image based on that, that when it goes to get like the latest thing, right, that it might not see the thing that was just uploaded. Do you think that that's a, should this be something where I'm going to Lee and talk to him and be like, hey, is this something that happened? Do you think this is something that could potentially happen based on what you've seen, or am I just worried because I haven't actually understood what's going on with that?
I believe that shouldn't be a big problem as long as you include that addition to the query that you mentioned on Zulip, that make sure that it's actually the latest thing is actually done being ready. If that makes any sense? I forget okay. Exactly what the mm-hmm. Query option was, but I have added that to pony up. And since those changes, we haven't seen those sorts of problems right. In pony up at least,
right? But in pony up, it could be potentially using an older one. So I think yes. my biggest worry with this would be for releases, right? What if the job which uploads the stuff to Cloudsmith uploads and finishes and kicks off another job, right? And putting completed doesn't show that thing that was just uploaded as being completed yet, right?
Yeah, so you would have to wait, you would want it to wait for it to be completed. Is that what you would want?
I guess so, yeah. So we would need to know, like, then, so the thing that's doing the building of the Docker images needs to know specifically which one it's waiting for. Right? It can't just be give me the latest release or give me the latest nightly necessarily. It's yeah. I'm expecting a certain one to be there.
Yeah, I would have to query and then check the response to see if it contains what it's expecting.
Yeah. Okay. So that could be a little tricky. On the other hand, that still sounds far less tricky than putting together some Circle CI specific stuff to try and carry artifacts over from one build to another and everything. Yeah, because this one then could be moved from one CI system to another without it necessarily being problematic on that front. Okay. We lost Carl. So Joe, do you think it's okay to continue calling that thing latest rather than nightly for those for the Docker builds for those. I figured it makes sense seeing how this is the only one that we'd have to do this with. Everything else, like Pony Up and everything, you know, is quick to build and can be like just, you know, it is actually the latest thing for that tech.
Yeah, I think latest is fine. It's the latest one that we built.
That, yeah, okay, yep, that makes sense for that, yep. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna move forward with that once. I was working on it, but I needed to take a little break, and I worked on the pony pattern stuff. The first thing I'm doing for this, though, along these lines is I don't know, Theo, if you saw, but I'm working on the release process stuff for Pony Up, so we'd be able to do a Pony Up. We'd be able to do a Pony Up release and have people in releases and have people start doing that. And it's going to be based very much on the same almost completely automated process that we have for the library stuff as well. So my plan is to, I'm going to finish the pony pattern stuff that I was working on because I just needed to switch it up and go back, finish the Pony Up release stuff and kind of hand in hand with that work on the moving the vendor stuff over.
So how would the Pony Up release actually change anything?
What do you mean?
Well, because currently the instructions to install Pony Up are just, you know, take this shell script in the same way that Rust Up works. Mm-hmm. Download this shell script, and then the shell script downloads the latest binary that's been built for Pony Up that exists on Cloudsmith.
So I would say, well, I think this is the question will become there is do you want to install a nightly Pony Up or do you want to install a release Pony Up, right?
I don't know why you would not want to install the nightly one, if that makes sense.
You could be like me and you hate running nightly things. You don't want a thing that's going to break underneath you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like
if you think people want to do that, then I'm all for it.
I mean, it's a tool that will allow you to decide whether you want to get nightly versions of things or a release version. So I think it would kind of make sense to give people the option of running a release version of it as well, you know, where things could potentially break and whatnot. I mean, because we're going to end up introducing some sort of breaking things at some point, and not everyone might want that, you know. To have it broken without like necessarily knowing, because you know on a nightly we can introduce a breaking change at any point, and it's just like, hey, there's a new nightly, pull it down. Oh, something doesn't work. Why? Oops. You know.
Okay.
That would be it. Yeah, and then once that stuff is in place though for release process, the same thing can be applied to Stable, Corral, and any changelog tool, anything else that we have that for, which will make it easier to like do the release notes. It'll put the notifications in Zulip that the thing has been released. It'll add it to last week in Pony, you know, the whole nine yards for stuff. So it'll upload it to Cloudsmith. Hey, and it'll be usable for other folks. So if other people are building applications or tools in Pony, they could get the same thing. Have the same stuff as long as they set up a Cloudsmith account and all the rest of that. Because I love DevOps so much.
I can tell.
I hate doing this stuff, but you know. Oh, and Gordon is off to stand up.
Off to the mines.
Yep. Somebody's got to do it though. And apparently I'm good at it or something. Something. I've learned so much Bash. It's terrifying. I didn't know any Bash before. Yeah, so that's all I got. Do we have anything else that folks want to cover? I actually had a couple things for Gordon, but we lost him to stand up, which I think we should cover on another one of how we want to do the CMake transition. And because like Gordon said, he was holding off because I was making changes to other stuff around CI, but I'm not sure that there's any reason at this point for us necessarily to delay the CMake stuff, and maybe we could get somebody to pick up and finish off the CMake thing. It would be nice just to get it, you know, changed over rather than hanging out. But I think that would be a good one to discuss when Gordon's around. He probably knows more about it because he wanted to pause for some specific reason that I do not know. Anything else?
Not for me.
All right, Joe?
Nothing from me, no.
All right, okay. I'm going to stop recording then. Thanks, everyone.